Hello everyone, and welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. This is our first study in the Gospel of Matthew. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, we will go verse by verse, as usual, through the entire book of Matthew, but I'm not going to read all the names here that are listed in verses 1 through 13, but it was very important for God to put these names in His Word. This genealogy lays the foundation for everything that follows it in the New Testament, because this genealogy proves that Jesus Christ is the legal descendant of David through the royal line, which is the only way that he could be the Messiah King of Israel. But let's skip the reading of the actual names and go down to verse 14. We'll pick it up at the tail end. It says, Azor begot Zadok, Zadok begot Achim, Achim begot Eliud, Eliud begot Eleazar, Eleazar begot Mathan, Mathan begot Jacob, Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Now, if you would read all the names, and I encourage you to do this, you will notice an abrupt change in verse 16. All the other men in this genealogy are said to be the father of someone. But when you come to Joseph, it says he was the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born. Jesus was born of Mary, but not of Joseph. Verse 17. Or let's actually look at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. For the first time since God created Adam, a person was born without a human father. And that was Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. He had been with the Father forever, but 2,000 years ago he left heaven and was planted like a seed in the womb of Mary. His human body, his human nature, was a direct creation of Almighty God, just like Adam back in the beginning. Jesus is not the son of Adam. Jesus is the son of God. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Joseph knew Mary was expecting, and although he didn't know the true explanation for her pregnancy, he did know that he didn't have anything to do with it, and he couldn't just marry her because he thought she had been unfaithful. But he still loved her, so instead of disgracing her publicly, which is what normally would happen, he's going to give her a quiet divorce. 20. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. The angel says, Joseph, Mary is pure, so go ahead and marry her, because the pregnancy is a miracle of the Holy Spirit. 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. God says, Joseph, the baby will be a boy, and you're going to name him Jesus, and his mission in life is to save people from their sins. And the name Jesus means Jehovah, or the Lord saves. Verse 22. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, God's prophecies are like a fruit tree. He makes them. They may remain dormant for a while, but when the time is right, they blossom and they produce fruit. God's promise that He would send a Savior into the world has now sprung to life. 23. And behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. If this verse isn't in the Bible, your faith in Christ is worthless. See, the devil loves to attack this verse. The devil loves to attack the doctrine of the virgin birth of Christ, because if he can get people to reject the virgin birth, then he is on his way to getting them to reject Christ as Savior as well. If the human nature of Jesus Christ, if his human body isn't planted in Mary's womb, then Christ is just another offspring of Adam, which means that he has inherited Adam's sin and his sin nature, which means that Jesus wasn't sinless at all, which means that he couldn't be the sinless, pure offering that was needed to pay for our sins. And so, very important teaching here, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. 24, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife. Joseph abandoned his plan to divorce Mary after hearing from God. The Bible says that man makes his plans, but God determines his steps. And certainly if you love God like Joseph, you're going to be open to whatever God wants you to do, including marrying Mary, even though she's expecting a child which is not yours. But Joseph accepted the explanation. He believes the angel. And it says in verse 25 that he did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The royal line of David went through Joseph. When Joseph married Mary, he also adopted Jesus, which made Christ heir to the throne of Israel. And so Jesus is the rightful king of Israel through Joseph, his legal father. Let's go into chapter 2, verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Toward the end of Herod's reign, these wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Now, no one knows exactly where in the east they came from or how many there were, how long they had to travel to get there. Verse 2. They came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." There are only two explanations for these guys knowing that that special star was like a beacon to the Messiah. That knowledge was either communicated directly to them by God, or they knew from Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, that the time for the Messiah to be born had arrived, and also that Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, talked about a special star connected to his birth. Either way, the message they received was from God, and they believed that message, and they came to worship the Savior. Verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Any baby who is said to be the king of the Jews is a threat to Herod. And when a madman like Herod is troubled, the people he rules over will be troubled as well. And they were. Verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Herod did not respect the word of God, but he knew that it had the information he was looking for. And so he called the Bible experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. 5. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. These religious experts knew what the Bible said. They didn't have to go look up the answer. I mean, they quoted Micah 5:2, and they gave Herod the answer. These religious rulers had the scriptures in their head. The problem is they didn't have the scriptures in their heart. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. The fact that he did this secretly proves that he knew he was plotting a bad thing. Herod is planning sin, and he knows it. Verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. He told the Magi what he knew they wanted to hear so that they would cooperate and tell him where the baby was. Verse 9. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. You know, some people say that this star was a comet, or maybe a conjunction of planets. But I'll tell you what, I know this. I don't know exactly what it was, but I know that it was a supernatural light directed by God, which is the only way that it could stop right over the top of the house where Jesus was. 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Nothing has changed when it comes to people and Christ. Herod wanted to kill him. The people were uncomfortable with how his presence disrupted their lives. And the religious leaders, they were indifferent to Christ, and the Magi were excited. And you have the same basic, diverse reactions to Christ today, depending on where people are spiritually. 11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Everything in this verse exalts Jesus Christ. Normally, it would be wrong to say, especially in that culture, they saw the child with his mother. Normally, it would be proper to mention the parents first. But when it comes to Jesus, he deserves first place and more respect than anyone. Joseph and Mary were wonderful people who loved God, but Jesus alone deserves our worship. That's who the Magi came to see. Verse 12, then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. These men were wise, but they were too trusting when it came to that Herod fella. As a result, God intervened and warned them to leave the area without reporting back to that madman and telling him where Jesus was staying. And I believe we will stop right there for today, and we'll pick up our study in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.